This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 21st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On May 18th, a mob of 15 radical Hindu nationalists, carrying swords, sickles, and a gun, attacked the family of Pastor Ramesh Bambaria in India, reports International Christian Concern. The mob attacked the family after they refused to renounce their Christian faith. During the assault, the radicals pointed the gun at Pastor Bambaria and attempted to shoot the pastor. However, the gun failed to fire. Later, the assailants pointed the gun at Pastor Bambaria's father, Bhima Bambaria, and killed the 52-year-old Christian at point-blank range. After his father collapsed to the ground, Pastor Bambaria was knocked unconscious. When he and two other members of his family were transported to the government hospital after they had been attacked by swords and sickles, the hospital staff refused to admit the injured Christians due to COVID-19 regulations. Later, the injured Christians were admitted to a nearby private hospital. From his hospital bed, Pastor Bambaria said, quote, "I believe God has a definite purpose in keeping me alive. I will carry on the ministry God has given to me. We gave up so much already for the sake of our faith. They took away our agricultural land. They destroyed our house. Now they want our lives. I am sure I cannot attend my father's funeral now that I am almost on a deathbed, but I thank God for his mercies," end quote. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Speaking at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut on Wednesday, President Joe Biden scolded the Coast Guard graduates at his commencement speech after they failed to applaud, reports Breitbart.
"I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war."
When no one erupted in applause, Biden insulted the Coast Guard graduates.
You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you?"
The graduates obliged Biden, laughing nervously at his remarks and applauding moderately.
"I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap, but being here together."
After the president had begged for them to clap, he said this.
"But all kidding aside, being here together is a victory in and of itself."
Yesterday, I received an email from Sally Tudor, a Worldview listener in Burnet, Texas. She emailed Adam at TheWorldview.com to complain that so-called pro-life Texas legislators completely ignored bills that would have outlawed abortion from conception. She said, quote, "It's a sad day for Texas," end quote. Last night, I talked with Bradley Pierce, an attorney and the executive director of Abolish Abortion Texas, a group 90,000 members strong. Over the last three legislative sessions, in 2017, 2019, and 2021, legislators have introduced the Abolition of Abortion Act. Pierce explained what made Texas House Bill 3326 different from all the other pro-life bills.
"The golden rule of scripture tells us that we should treat people how we want to be treated. The Abolition of Abortion in Texas Act is the only bill filed this session that would do that by protecting from the moment of fertilization preborn children the same way that born people are protected from homicide."
Sadly, as in the two previous legislative sessions, the bill was blocked by Republicans. This year, Republican Texas Representative Stephanie Click of Fort Worth refused to bring it before her 11-member Texas House Public Health Committee for an up or down vote. Pierce was upset.
"So the bill was killed by Republican State Representative Stephanie Click, who is the chair of the Texas House Public Health Committee. She refused to give the bill a vote, even though the bill is labeled as a priority bill of the Republican Party of Texas.
Because the Abolition of Abortion Act never made it out of Representative Click's committee, it never made it to the House floor before the deadline of May 14th. Two action steps. First, please call Republican Representative Stephanie Click and politely disagree with her at 512-463-0599. Ask her to bring the bill up for a vote next session. Second, whether you live in Texas or not, give Abolish Abortion Texas a donation of even $5 or $10 to help fuel the fight. Go to the website abolishabortiontx.org. And finally, Nick Good, a cab driver in Dorset, England, was about to pick up a customer around midnight when Linda Wells, age 71, came running out of her house in her nightgown, reports sunnyskies.com. She was frantic because her 88-year-old husband, who has advanced Alzheimer's, had fallen out of bed. After 20 minutes of trying, she was unable to lift him off the floor. Mrs. Wells ran outside to see if any of her neighbors were still up. She was about to call for an ambulance when, in God's providence, she saw Nick Good's headlights coming down her road. She asked the cab driver if he would come inside and help her. In moments, he helped her husband get back into bed. A very grateful Mrs. Wells said, quote, "It was like an angel appearing," end quote. Nick Good, who was good indeed, honored the golden rule found in Matthew 22, verse 39. Love your neighbor as yourself. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 21st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.